Yeah, that's actually really good to know. I'm starting to learn my lesson on the cheap mobile side of radios. HTs are good, but I've got a TYT 70, I believe it's a 7800. It's a knockoff of a Yaesu, and it was pretty good for me for a while, but now it looks like there's some chips on the board that have burnt up, and I'm going to get it fixed and do it properly and put the, I think it's called Zenith diodes, because TYT overdrives that audio chip, and that's why they burn out. And they decided not to put that diode in, which regulates the voltage on it. So I'm going to get it fixed just because. Why throw away a radio that still transmits? But, yeah, I've kind of learned my lesson with the super cheap Chinese mobiles.
Yeah, the only reason I got this this little Chinese knockoff here, they allow the farmers to drive their combines down the road, and then they grab branches from trees. And I was driving through where I've driven through zillions of times and snapped off my top part of my Diamond 7500. Then I talked to a friend, and he said, I don't think you can get parts for it. Well, I called Diamond, and for like $24, I got the top section, and for $12, I got the phasing coil and put it back together. So then I had already purchased another antenna, so I went ahead and put this one back together, and I'm like, well, I'm going to get another radio for one of my other trucks. So that's how this all came to be.